And joining us on the hotline, we're getting ready to talk some high school sports. And join us on the hotline, it is Amanda Carlson, the head volleyball coach for Belvedere North. Just got done successfully defending their conference championship. It's their, I believe, third in a row. And this year they did it with dominating fashion. Went undefeated, only lost one set, Paul. One set.
Wow.
In conference action. That was to Boylan in the last regular season game. Team's going into postseason action right now at 31-3, which is the, I believe, the best record in school history. So, first of all, Amanda, thank you for being with us, and congratulations. What a great season.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about this season. I mean, you come in, this is your first year with this team. You're no novice, no rookie to success in volleyball. I've been with Boylan so many years and all. But talk about this season, stepping into a new team and basically just keeping the motor running and actually exceeding, or at least going even higher than last year.
Well, they made it easy on me, that's for sure. They definitely had in mind what they wanted to do. They had goals in mind. And it was really just coming in and making sure that we had a plan in place to make sure that they could achieve those goals. You know, it was never a goal to go through conference and only lose one set or go completely undefeated sets and matches. But it was a goal to win. So it was nice to see that through last Thursday and finish that. And then, you know, one of the next goals is to win a regional title, which is, you know, something that the school, the program has never done before. So, you know, clearly they were very motivated to make sure that you know, we check off some of these goals, and now we're just trying to move on to the next one.
As the season progressed, I mean, I'm sure you knew you had a good team coming. You had so much talent coming back from a team that won it last year. But as the season progressed, did you see this team being this good, this dominant?
Yes and no. yes, because they have the physical talents. And the training and the experience to have been able to do those things. The issue sometimes is just making sure that we stay focused enough not to get caught. You know, a lot of teams in our conference, especially and throughout the region, you know, they see our record and they want to give us the very best, and they did. And we weren't always, I think, prepared to accept their best, and we weren't always prepared to give their best. So that's something that we really talked about toward the end of the season, was just respecting each other and respecting our opponents enough to give our best. If they're going to give us their best, then we needed to give them our best. But yeah, I mean, definitely we had the physical abilities. We just needed to make sure mentally we were on the same page as we were physically.
Is that something that you focus on then? Is more the mental part of the game or not? Or is that something you can even deal with much?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the physical stuff comes easy to them. This is one of the more athletic teams that I've ever coached. You know, they're very, you know, you tell them to do something athletically, and for the most part, they can make it happen. Mm-hmm. But it's just being able to do that under pressure. It's being able to stay motivated when you feel like you're playing against a team that you should beat or that you've beaten before. You know, it's just we've been preaching all season long that, you know, there's no guarantee. Winning is not guaranteed. It's always earned. It's something that you have to work toward. And, yeah, but it is something that we've tried to focus on more, the mental thing, because I think in the past they've been very up and down and inconsistent as they've kind of grown and been young. But now that we've got a senior heavy team, we wanted to make sure that we were mentally able to be consistent.
This is going to be kind of the obligatory question. I know coaches hate this, especially coaches with your experience and all that, but make some comparisons. How does this compare with some of the teams you've coached in the past? I mean, you've had a lot of success for many years with a lot of different teams. So how does this team compare to some of the past teams you've had?
Wow, that's a good question. I was actually thinking about that the other day, just, you know, end of the season reflection time. This season, this team compares to some of my better Boylan teams, definitely. You know, if I'm, you know, trying to compare stats, there's a lot of areas where this team matches up really well with some of those really good Brianna Weissker-led teams. But I think where this team could separate itself is how mentally strong it wants to be through this week in regionals and how far they want to go in sectionals. I know we're going to run up to, if we're lucky enough to get there and play well enough to get there, you know, we would definitely run into some really, really good teams. You know, how mentally strong are we in those high pressure moments? And is that going to be enough to carry us through? I think that's really where the comparison will be.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Brianna Weisskircher is one of the great players for the Boylan teams. You've got a couple really good ones, too, obviously, in Brooklyn Messenger and Peyton Sewell. Brooklyn's going to Air Force. I had the opportunity to interview her for a prep spotlight. She's an impressive young lady, boy. I really enjoyed talking to her, and she's really got her act together, if I want to use a bad cliche. And Peyton's going to Western Illinois, so you've got a couple of D1 caliber players in this team. So talk a little bit about those two and some of the other players and the people that got you to where you are right now.
Yeah, you know, Brooke and Peyton are definitely two of the ones that have led the charge. But I think a couple of others that don't get a lot of press are Alex Weiss. She's our middle. She's somebody that has come into her own this season. She runs a quick tempo. She works really hard to close the block on either side. She serves a really good ball, which for somebody in her position, you don't really hear of that too often, is a middle going in and serving a tough ball. But some of our better serving runs come when she's behind the service line. So she's definitely, along with Brooke and Peyton, have been a part of that really core group. I think another one is Ella Reuter, our libero. She's somebody that I think brings a little comedy to our team. She tries to keep things light, but she's very competitive in her own right. So certainly Brooke and Peyton are very important and have been a big part of our team. But we've had many people step up and play their positions very, very well, and maybe overplayed their positions to the point where we've been able to be successful.
Hey, Amanda, as well as you guys have played this season, you know, every coach finds little things that they know they can work on and get better at. What are some of the things that you're trying to improve on here as you enter deep into the playoffs?
You know, I think from a strategy perspective, I think we need to do a better job of jumping out on opponents and being the aggressor. We found out against Hananiga last Thursday when we lost the first set of the match. They came out really aggressive against us, and they really kind of pushed us on our heels. And we want to make sure that if, you know, when we start a match, we start well, we start aggressive. We're the hunters. We're not the hunted. So that's one thing. I think another thing is, you know, you can't ever be too good at serving and passing. So that's been a key to us all season, and that's something that we're going to continue to focus on. It's easy to serve and pass well when there's nothing on the line, but it's a different ball game when it's win or go home. So that's definitely been a focal point. And, you know, just really just keep the kids confident and loose. I mean, because we are who we are. There's not a whole lot that we can improve on right now. We are who we are. We just have to make sure that the things that we're good at, we can elevate when it counts.
You mentioned earlier that shooting for a regional title, which you said that schools never had before. To put a little bit in perspective, mm-hmm. though, of course, Belvedere North is one of the youngest schools in the conference. It's only been around for about 10, 12 years. But still, it would be a great feat for them to get to that point. And they even win a sectional title. I was seeing that no one in the Nick 10 has won a sectional title since 2006 when the IHSA went to a four-class system. In your experience as a coach in postseasons and all that stuff, what are some of the things you can take from your experience that would help get that regional title, things that the kids might not be ready for or expect? Because playoff volleyball, playoff in any sport, is a whole different animal than regular season. So what are some of the experiences you've had that will help them maybe get that regional title and maybe even go farther and get the sectional crown?
Well, I think, you know, and I've made this mistake in the past, too, in the moments in the regional finals and sectionals where we've lost. You know, a lot of times you like to focus on who you're playing more than you focus on who you are. So I think, you know, something that will help us will be to just remember who we are, remember what got us here, and not necessarily put so much emphasis on the X's and O's of who we're playing and the scouting reports and this and that, but really just put an emphasis on doing what we do well. And then the secondary emphasis is on making adjustments based on who we're seeing. You know, you can't try and reinvent the wheel just because it's postseason. You have to be good at what you're good at and do what's gotten you to this point. It's such a mental game, and you just have to keep reminding, you know, yourself as a coach and the kids that what you have done up until this point has worked. You just have to continue to be good at those things and then make adjustments as needed.
One of the reasons that I saw as well for Nick 10 not getting past that sectional, again, that sectional crown, too, is you get to that level, you play the regional area, but then you step into the teams that are coming from the Chicago suburbs and that, and they have the reputation of being so strong. Is the gap closing, or has it closed yet between Nick 10 caliber and these schools in Chicago suburbs where we can finally start expecting to get past that point?
It hasn't closed yet. We've got some work to do throughout the conference to get to that point. You know, some of these, I mean, if you take the Fox Valley, for example, I mean, you know, you've got the Crystal Lake schools that duke it out, and you add Huntley into that mix and some of the others that are good here and there. I mean, every night in conference for them is a battle, and it's not uncommon to see a team win conference with maybe two or three losses. With us, I mean, if you look through the years, the conference champ has had maybe one loss. You know, it's that parity is something that's definitely missing in Nick 10 volleyball. But I know with the club scene now prevalent in Rockford and a lot of the high school coaches and Nick 10 coaches being a part of that club scene and supporting it and making sure kids are getting out and playing, even if it's just a little bit, you know, everybody's trying to close that gap, but it's going to take some time. And, you know, the Fox Valley, for example, it's such a – that system, it hasn't been in place and – expectations have been in place for a long time, and we're still trying to catch up. But you know, I'm hopeful that we'll get there at some point because it's a great sport. It's a great sport for girls. There's a lot of opportunities in college for girls, and there's no reason why the Nick 10 can't be competitive in the same way the Fox Valley can.
Hey Amanda, you mentioned club sports, and I had a quick question for you on that. I know a lot of girls are opting now after volleyball season in high school to continue on with volleyball by playing club, and they're bypassing maybe other sports that normally they would play, like basketball. Are you seeing this shift? Is this something new? Is this something that's been going on? And, you know, how do you think that's impacting other sports in high school?
I think kids specializing in one sport isn't just a volleyball thing. I think that's a youth sports thing right now. I don't know that it's good. I think if you look at research, it's not a great thing. I do think that we need to be more encouraging to kids that want to play multiple sports, who want to work different muscle groups. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the club scenes, and not just volleyball, but just in general, I think it's just so time consuming and time demanding that it puts a lot of stress on kids to choose. But if you choose the right, if you choose the right place and the right home for you, excuse me, you know, I think there are places out there that will allow kids to play multiple sports. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the specialization is just a volleyball thing. I think that's just something that's happened. That's a cultural thing. Everybody wants college scholarships, and everybody thinks that they can get them by the time they're in sixth grade. I don't know. I mean, that's just something that I'm seeing. It's not a great thing, but it's definitely something that's happening right now.
Well, it all starts tonight for you guys. You're hosting the regional, which is kind of a nice little home court advantage there. Belvedere North will be taking on DeKalb tonight. Belvedere North holding the number one seed, of course. That game is at 5:30 tonight, followed by the second game match. That's Harlem against Hampshire. And then the winners will be facing off for the regional title on Thursday at 6 o'clock at Belvedere North. So best of luck to you, man. I hope it's a nice long run. We'll talk to you maybe later on when we get down, and hopefully at that state level. That'd be great to have a conversation about what it'll take to win a state crown.
If we make it there, you know, you'll be my first phone call. How about that?
I appreciate that. That'd be great.